he's got the greatest title in all of Bloomberg surveillance. Senior Fellow and Director, Troubled Currencies Project. That's like, Mike, you were in charge of the Troubled Children Project.
At one point or another, he could handle any currency he wanted.
Including that of Zimbabwe. Stephen Hanke, for those that know the game, Stephen Hanke, it must be, with Johns Hopkins University. Professor, good morning.
Morning, Tom. How are you?
Well, I think I'm good. Christine Lagarde is up in arms about tepid economic growth. The IMF meetings beckon. Last time I saw you was at the Council on Foreign Relations in Washington. You've written a smart paper on monetary austerity in Europe. Is Lagarde, does she have legitimate concern that we are austeritizing our way into oblivion?
Well, she's fairly confused, actually. The diagnosis is correct in the sense that we are still in the middle of the Great Recession. If, for example, you look at the U.S., Tom and Mike, you've got a situation where aggregate demand is growing at about 2.75%. That is about the same level as it was growing during the recession in 1990-1991. And just to tell you what the trend rate is for that, this is nominal growth, by the way. The trend growth rate since 1987 is about 5%. So if we were normal right now, we would be growing nominal aggregate demand growth about 5%. We're growing about 2.75%, and that's why we've never really come out of the recession. We're still in it. Now the question is why, and it isn't because of fiscal austerity. Forget the fiscal austerity bit. It's because of monetary austerity. And the monetary austerity, people say, well, how can that be? I mean, you look at the Fed, and the Fed's exploded the quantity of money.
Yeah, the punch bowl's as big as it's ever been.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you look at the thing since Lehman, and the state money produced by the Fed has grown about 300% since Lehman. The problem is that bank money created by commercial banks is contracted by about 14%, so that the overall picture is one of a pitiful 3% growth rate in broad money. Wow. In the United States. The broad money now is only growing at about 2% per annum.
Fed would say that that is a less than accurate indicator anymore because of there's so many different ways in which credit is exchanged.
Well, if you look at what's called the Divisia M4 measure, which the Center for Financial Stability puts out, that is collecting all these broad shadow banking aspects of money. Anything with moneyness in it is collected by the Center for Financial Stability, Divisia M4 measure, which is a very broad measure, the broadest one that we have. And that one's only growing at about 2%, which is incredibly slow. And that is consistent with this very weak growth in aggregate demand.
Okay, Steve, but then what is your prescription to what has clearly been some forms or set of austerities? What would Professor Hanke do?
Okay, the first thing you have to do is diagnose the picture and see what the patient really is doing. And we have a situation in which, fortunately, we've had quantitative easing in the United States, and we've had this explosion of Fed state-produced money. That only accounts for about 20% of the total. 80% of the total, the elephant in the room, is bank money, and that's been contracting, and that's because of overzealous bank capital requirements coming out of Basel, the so-called Basel III rules, which jack up the required capital asset ratios for banks. That means banks shed risk assets. That means deposits are reduced. That means that the money supply produced by bank money, what Keynes called bank money, is actually mm-hmm. been contracted in the United States. So you want to put that on hold. That's the first
right.
thing.
Steve, within
then
this.
You got Dodd-Frank. You got all of the financial regulations put into place by
right.
Dodd-Frank. You want to either put that on hold or just deep six.
Well, okay, but Steve, that's not good. Let's be honest. That's not going to happen. It may be a hope.
It's not going to happen. So then, Tom, we get into. I was just at a meeting in Athens, Greece, on Monday, and gave the keynote address on this topic, and we had all the central bankers from Europe there, all the financial ministers.
Are they taking a victory lap over the better performance of bond markets in Spain? Italy, we heard Papandreou this week talk about the Greece rebound.
Yield in Spain is below the U.S.
on everything and patting themselves on the bank precisely because they say we're recapitalizing banks, we're doing stress tests, we're mm-hmm. increasing liquidity ratios, we're regulating banks more, and we're doing a wonderful job. And my message to them was this is an unmitigated disaster because of the fact that you're squeezing bank money. You have a schizophrenic monetary policy that people don't understand. In Europe, 90% of the money is produced by banks, and you've got an ultra-tight bank money monetary policy on.
So what are you...
Does Mario Draghi do something about it?
Yeah, I want to know, Steve. We've only got a minute left, Steve. I want to know the hanky advice to Mario Draghi after the massive victory lap he's taken the last 24 months.
Well, the only thing that all the central banks can do, if you assume they are going to stay on this path of regulating, continuing to squeeze banks, the only thing they can do is keep quantitative easing on as far as the eye can see. And that will help. It won't help too much because in Europe, quantitative easing only affects 10% of the money supply. That's state money there. Here, the Fed is expanded their sphere so great that is 20%, so they have a little more impact. But that's and by the way, I think that's exactly what's going to happen. They're going to keep pressuring this bank regulation. Quantitative easing is going to be with us for much longer than people think.
Okay, let's leave it there. Steve Hanke, thank you so much. With John Hopkins, always controversial. Mike, explain to our audience very quickly here, where does Steve Hanke fit into the debate on macroeconomics?
It's a good question. I mean, he is basically
an old line monetarist.
More of an old line monetarist. So he would argue against peg currencies and things like that. But
or government intrusion. Always great to have Steve Hanke on. We get a huge response when Professor Hanke is with us. The Dow up 47.